Scott, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
They say when Bob Dylan first met Johnny Cash at the Newport Folk Festival back in 1964, they said Dylan just looked up at him like a big tree and walked around and got all the way around him and said, yeah. The friendship that they formed, it had a profound effect on country music. And it led directly to what's happening with country music today. Here's the first family of country music, June Carter and Johnny Cash.
Everybody say I'm lazy. rather be a hobo walking round with nothing than a rich man scared of losing all his God. So I'm just sitting in the midday sun, just soaking up that caravan. Why should I? Stereo, radio or video, a mortgage, overdraft or bank loan. Shouting at each other, I'd rather be an out of work bum. So I'm just sitting in the midday sun, just soaking up that current bun, with no particular purpose or reason. I'm sitting in the midday sun. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
All right, send in the new boy. Hello, Sonny. How are you? My name... And we got a nice band here. Just like one big family. They're going to have a nice tour here. The agency send you over, Mr. Glazer. And told me you'd be perfect boy for my band. You're deaf. All right, you got a nice face there, and we're gonna go right on the road. How come you don't talk to me, Sonny?
Like an old man, a few stab gats and all, you know. I got really good eyes to make it, sweetie, you know. A lot of cats put you down, Mr. No matter what they say, man, you're the best banjo player. Whatever your axe is, I know you swing, you know. That's the main thing, the swing of the axe, you know, like, I knew Bird very well, man. I got Bird's axe, you know. I saw a Bird, man, he was really tore up the last time. I know all them people, I knew Miles. I knew Basie for Kid County, and I wild, okay, you know. So, like, really, if you want to do the thing, baby, like you dig.
What the hell you talking about?
Hey, really, you're pretty wild. Hey, I don't want to bug you, but, can I get a little bread in front?
You're hungry? You want a sandwich?
No, and I have some money. Buddy, get to know me, man. I'm really a good-natured slob, man. I really give everything away to people, and, I even gave my bed away as I was sleeping. And, I need some money just to take my aunt to the hospital, you know? Hey, well, let's do the thing, baby, you know? You got eyes to make it, you know?
All right, I'm going to sign you. Because I'm good judge of character.
I hate to cap out of myself, Jim. I got a monkey on my back.
Oh, that's what I feel like animals on the man.
Thank you. like. We sniffed your big tiger in the forest of the night. Cause there's no escape from the rush of your rays. Better run, 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 run. Got a wackers on the case. Thank you.
guy. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
How it's gone. when it's real, when it's real. 'Cause when somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you.
Don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me I. Thank you so much.
Really. What's happening here? It's like, I don't even want to see what it's like. Maybe. There we go.
This was written by Mr. What?
Who?
No. Uncle Bob. Mr. Bob Dylan wrote this. It's entitled The Ballad of Billy the Kid.